The World This Week, Politics.
The second fatal shooting of a protester by federal immigration agents in Minneapolis caused widespread outrage. Alex Pretty was shot dead by federal agents amid a street melee in which he was pepper sprayed. With even Republicans raising questions about the tactics of immigration officers, Donald Trump said he would de-escalate their presence in Minnesota. Gregory Bovino, who was leading the Border Patrol's operation in the state, was pulled out and replaced by Tom Homan, Mr. Trump's border czar. The administration also came under intense criticism from gun rights organizations for suggesting that Mr. Pretty shouldn't have been carrying his legally permitted gun. Net migration to the United States grew by 1.3 million people from July 2024 to July 2025, according to the Census Bureau, down from 2.7 million over the previous 12 months. The slowdown in immigration was the main reason why America's total population grew by just 0.5% for the year, the slowest pace since the pandemic, to 341.8 million. South Carolina was the fastest growing state. Donald Trump warned Iran that a massive armada is heading its way. If Iran does not make deals on its nuclear program, missile production and foreign policy, the next attack would be far worse than the strikes against its nuclear sites last year, he said. The USS Abraham Lincoln is thought to have reached the Gulf of Oman, from where its fighter jets could easily hit Iran. HRNA, a Washington-based human rights monitor, confirmed 6,373 deaths in Iran's recent unrest. The real toll may be as high as 30,000, according to opposition sources. Mr. Trump warned that the return to power in Iraq of Nouri al-Maliki would be a very bad choice. Mr. Maliki, who was Prime Minister from 2006 to 2014 and has links to Iran, has been selected by the ruling coalition of Shia-led parties as its nominee for Prime Minister. Israel announced that the remains of Ran Vili, a police officer who was killed fighting Hamas attackers on October 7, 2023, and whose body was taken into Gaza, had been identified and retrieved for burial. He is the last of the 251 hostages taken on that day to be returned alive or dead. South Sudan seemed to be returning to civil war after a senior army commander instructed his troops to spare no one, including children and the elderly, in their attempt to recapture areas from forces loyal to the vice president, Riek Machar. Mr. Machar is awaiting trial on a number of charges, such as treason, which he denies. The government insisted it would protect civilians in any military operation. A human rights group in Venezuela said the government had released at least another 104 political prisoners, adding to the 156 who were freed in previous weeks. Delcy Rodriguez, the interim president, claimed that more than 600 had been released. America pressed the government to free all political prisoners after it ousted Nicolas Maduro from power. Nasri Asfura was sworn in as president of Honduras, following an election in November that the opposition claims was plagued by voter fraud. Mr. Asfura was supported by Mr. Trump in the election. America has promised to soon start talks on a bilateral trade deal. The first trilateral meeting of American, Russian and Ukrainian negotiators since the start of the Ukraine war took place in Abu Dhabi. There was no breakthrough, but future talks are planned. Reports emerge that America is insisting that Ukraine concede the Donbass region to Russia before it signs off on security guarantees to the Ukrainian side. Meanwhile, a Russian drone strike on a train in the Kharkiv region killed at least 5 passengers. Mark Rutte, the Secretary General of NATO, told the European Parliament that Europe would still rely on America for its future defence, and that if anyone thought Europe could defend itself, they should keep on dreaming. Europe would have to spend more than the 5% of GDP on defence it has pledged, he said. Replacing nuclear weapons would cost billions. In the Netherlands, the centrist D66 party reached an agreement to form a governing coalition following its victory in last October's election. It will be joined by the Christian Democrats and the centre-right VVD in a minority government. Rob Jetten, the leader of D66, becomes Prime Minister. Aged 38, he will be the youngest person ever to hold the job. The French government survived three votes of no confidence over the budget. Meanwhile, the National Assembly passed a bill that would ban children under the age of 15 from using harmful social media. Emmanuel Macron supports the legislation, which now goes to the Senate. A similar ban for under-16-year-olds came into force in Australia recently. After two decades of talks, India reached a trade deal with the European Union that will potentially remove or decrease tariffs on 97% of goods. India will slash duties on European cars from 110% to 10% over 5 years, potentially opening its market to the likes of Volkswagen and Renault. India is only the EU's ninth largest trading partner, but the pact may put pressure on America, which has imposed stiff tariffs on some Indian exports, to reach a trade deal with India. Mr. Trump said he'd work something out with South Korea after threatening to raise tariffs on the country's exports from 15% to 25%. The Americans are annoyed at the South Koreans for not yet enacting a trade deal that both sides agreed to last year. China announced investigations into two top generals, including Zhang Youxia, the most senior uniformed officer in the armed forces. They have been accused of corruption and undermining the authority of the forces' commander-in-chief, Xi Jinping. These purges and other recent ones leave only Mr. Xi and a general who supervises anti-graft work as active members of the Central Military Commission, the high command of the People's Liberation Army. It is the biggest shake-up of the military leadership in decades. Leaving his own domestic leadership problems behind, Sir Keir Starmer, Britain's Prime Minister, visited China, where he told Mr. Xi that he wants to forge a sophisticated relationship. Sir Keir hopes to improve trade relations with China, but has been criticised back home for visiting the country given its human rights record. Mr. Xi said Britain and China should rise above differences and respect each other.